I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In chemistry news, Professor of Chemistry Mark Thompson of the University of Southern California heads a team of scientists that have developed the next generation of lighting. This new technology, known as organic light-emitting diodes, or OLEDs, emits a bright white light when electricity is applied. OEDs can be printed in very thin sheets, allowing them to be used almost anywhere. Ideas expressed have been to use the materials to turn walls, ceilings, and even furniture into light-emitting objects. OLEDs are very energy efficient and do not heat up like conventional incandescent bulbs. Unlike conventional bulbs, OLEDs also produce light that is more like natural sunlight. The traditional bulb uses electricity, passing through tungsten wire to create its hot white light. This new technology uses the properties of carbon-based polymers to achieve enhanced effects. The team has employed an ingenious method of creating this new material by building up super thin layers of these plastics, each with coatings of red, green, and blue dyes. They have been able to produce bright white light. Astonishingly, the researchers believe that they will be able to increase the efficiency of the material to 100%, where the material will be capable of converting all the applied electricity into light without loss. In traditional bulbs, a lot of energy is lost to the generation of heat. The final step in production of this material for consumer application is to develop a method of containment protecting the material from moisture, which will cause the material to fail. The team, made up of members of the University of Southern California, Princeton University, and the University of Michigan, believe this theoretically environmentally friendly new technology will assist in the relief of global energy needs and consumption while creating a stylish new look to the world. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com. And by visiting the World Technology Update audio blog, where you can hear past segments you might have missed.